From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States welcomes the release of 10 sailors. The release came Wednesday, a day after two boats and their crews entered Iranian waters and were detained. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said resolution of the incident was a success for diplomacy.
This kind of issue was able to be peacefully resolved and efficiently resolved, and that is a testament to the critical role that diplomacy plays in keeping our country safe, secure, and strong.
American authorities are still unsure of the circumstances surrounding the crew's detention. Security forces have been arresting dozens of people across Turkey following Tuesday's suicide attack on tourists in Istanbul that is being blamed on IS militants. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish Interior Minister Efkan Ala says a crackdown on Islamic State is achieving results in the investigation into Tuesday's suicide bombing in Istanbul. He says as a result of the investigations and inquiries after the bombing, one person has been taken into custody. Turkish police also arrested three Russian nationals in the Mediterranean city of Antalya. According to local reports, the arrests were part of a simultaneous raid in the Turkish Aegean city of Izmir, in which six other people were detained. Authorities say documents linked to IS were found along with firearms. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
A suicide bomber killed 12 people in northern Cameroon on Wednesday. Officials say the early morning attack occurred at a mosque in Kuyape, a village near the border with Nigeria. There has been no official claim of responsibility. This is VOA News. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Wednesday that 200 U.S. Special Operations Forces have arrived in Iraq. The U.S. forces are there to bolster Iraqi forces fighting to retake areas controlled by the Islamic State group. The U.S. announced plans to expand its refugee admissions program with a goal of providing more assistance to Central Americans. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the expansion on Wednesday as he outlined U.S. foreign policy goals for the year. In a speech at National Defense University, Kerry said the new provisions would offer legal and safe alternatives to people from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say a gun and bomb attack Wednesday near the Pakistani consulate in Jalalabad killed seven security personnel and wounded 10 other people. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility. The provincial police chief told reporters that three attackers targeted the Pakistani consulate and planned to enter the facility from an adjacent guest house. But he said security forces surrounded the house and killed them in a two-hour gunfight. Pakistan said Wednesday it has arrested several individuals belonging to the Jaish-e-Mohammed militant group. Indian authorities suspect the group masterminded an assault earlier this month on an Indian airbase. Pakistani police and hospital officials say a suicide bombing Wednesday at a polio vaccination center in southwestern Pakistan killed at least 14 people and wounded 23. Doctors said five of the wounded were listed as critical and that the death toll could rise. Chinese authorities have arrested several prominent human rights lawyers on charges of state subversion. The arrests are part of a crackdown on critics and activists. The lawyers were among the more than 130 lawyers detained last July after being accused of organizing protests outside courtrooms in an effort to pressure local authorities. State media called the attorneys a criminal gang that created public disorder. The organizer of the Ugandan presidential debate, scheduled for Friday, says the debate will proceed as planned, despite reports that President Yoweri Museveni may pull out. Joshua Kitakule, Secretary General of the Interreligious Council of Uganda, says his group is ready to hold the debate after publicly announcing the names of the moderators. Belgian prosecutors say they have identified three homes that were used as safe houses by suspects to have carried out the November 13th terrorist attacks in Paris. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.